Moms in Congress may finally have a deal to allow lawmakers who are caring for a newborn to vote remotely. It came together after Representative Ana Paulina Luna, a Republican from Florida, called President Trump asking for his endorsement on the measure, and she got it. Trump said, "I'm going to let the speaker make the decision, but I like the idea of being able to, if you're having a baby, I think you should be able to call in and vote." Luna announced she spoke with Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana, and they discussed limiting proxy voting to new moms who cannot physically travel in the event of an emergency. The original resolution applied to new members who have given birth or whose spouses have given birth, or pregnant members who are unable to travel safely due to a serious medical condition. Under those conditions, members would be allowed to designate another lawmaker to cast their vote on bills and resolutions on their behalf. This bipartisan resolution was quite controversial and even led Speaker Johnson to end legislative business and send the House home for the week on Tuesday. Johnson believes allowing members of Congress to vote remotely is unconstitutional. Johnson said, "This is a deliberative body. You cannot deliberate with your colleagues if you're out somewhere else." "Here's the problem," he said. "If you create a proxy vote opportunity just for young parents, mothers, and the fathers of those situations, then where is the limiting principle?" Because he opposed, Johnson would not bring the resolution up for a vote. That led Luna and her bipartisan co-sponsors to start a petition that allows rank-and-file members to overrule the speaker. They got 218 signatures from every political leaning, which is more than enough to force a vote. Johnson tried to squash the petition and failed, which gave Luna the upper hand in the dispute. Once Trump took her side, it forced Johnson to settle. It appears they will now bring forward the new version of the resolution that applies only to new mothers sometime next week.